Alright, so till now we've been discussing, till now was introduction. Till now was just Akdama to Shara self-confidence. We should make a scene. And now we'll actually get to the meat and potatoes, alright? So, how is it? So we discussed the importance of self-confidence. You know, how for a person to grow, he has to have confidence. First of all, we said because otherwise a person will sell himself short. He doesn't realize his great potential, and he won't attempt to do things that he's capable of doing. And number two, simple level, a person doesn't walk around with a happiness. A person that doesn't have chashivas for himself doesn't walk around happy, and that itself hurts the person. Ray Orlovich says, he came here to speak, he said that the happiness is not a goal, but it's an asset. And it's a very important asset. It's an energy, it's a drive and energy. Mamash gives a person life. When a person's happy, we all know ourselves. When a person's happy, and someone bumps into you in the hallway, or someone says something you don't like, you could easily shrug it off. But when you're in a bad mood, and you're irritable, and you're feeling low about yourself, and then someone knocks into you, and then someone insults you, you're ready to explode. It says in the pasuk, I think I heard this from a friend of mine, it says in the pasuk, Batsar hirchavtali. Batsar, when it was narrow, hirchavtali made it wide for me. When a person is tsar, is a lashon of tsar, with an ayin. Tsar is pain. Tsar is narrow. When a person's in pain, or however you want to say it, when a person's in pain, he's very narrow, he's very tight. You feel like you're very closed in, you don't want to get near anyone, you don't want to talk to anyone, you're very tight, very tight-fisted. But tsar, when it was narrow, hirchavtali made it wide for me. When a person's happy, he's a whole different person. He's a big person, he's a wide person. He can tolerate things, he can tolerate others. It's a tremendous asset. Now, how does a person, and we all know for ourselves that it's very important to feel good about ourselves, and otherwise we know it doesn't, we don't do well. So how does a person develop this self-confidence? How does a person develop self-confidence? How does a person develop this chashivas for himself? How does it work? So, it's not so hard. Most of it's a person has to work to himself. But it's tough. You have to realize, number one, that confidence, we'll call it confidence, I don't know if it's exact the word we're trying to find, chashivas, for oneself. Confidence is not dependent on how great you really are. There are plenty of people, and we know this, there are plenty of people that are, many times, plenty of very smart people, very chashiv people, chashiv bachrim, chashiv older people, chashiv old men, that are very chashiv and have a lot going for them and are very talented and very smart, and they walk around, they don't have confidence. They don't feel good about their accomplishments. They're always hard on themselves. They always feel that someone else is better. They always feel that they're not doing enough. But not doing enough is what we'll discuss. But they always feel bad about themselves. And many times, you'll take a guy, and we see, take a guy that's not so talented, not so bright, and he thinks he's Hashem's gift to the world. And he really does. And by the way, it's a tremendous asset for that person. Because, and many times even he's not so smart. If he knew he wasn't so smart, he might not get involved in the shiur. He might realize he might not be asking such a smart question. He might be afraid to speak. He might be afraid to daven. Whatever it is. But since he thinks highly of himself, it gives him that drive. It gives him that encouragement to do it. And eventually, and that person actually is successful and becomes successful because he's convinced in his own capabilities, even if the capabilities are not that strong naturally. Because a person's capable of a person's capable of growing so far, people think that success and learning is dependent on how smart a person is, chas v'shalom. It's not that, it's how much effort a person puts in. That's what really counts. We've seen bachim in our yeshiva, who are now older bachim, they think, oh, they're very smart, they're good at learning, right? Well, you didn't speak to them a few years ago when they first came into the yeshiva. They're smart because you work and work and work, and you sit 12 hours a day and learn. trust me, you'll become pretty smart. If you're smart already, so you have an advantage. It's a little bit easier. But one thing, one guy puts in a lot of effort, one guy puts in a little effort, no matter what their natural intelligence is, the guy who puts in a lot of effort goes much farther. There's no comparison. Now, so that's the first, so I know, you know, talk about the people for a minute, you know, that are very talented, that are very smart and have problems, you know. I used to have chaverim that I would have, you know, I would have to give them, I'm not Mr. Self-Confident, but I'd have to give them, make them feel good about themselves. They would come and they would, you know, complain about themselves. And many times a person complains about themselves, you know, they need your help. And I would tell them, what do you mean? You're one of the best bachrim. These are bachrim that I met. These are bachrim that I met with from the best bachrim in the whole Mir Yeshiva. You know, for hundreds and hundreds of bachrim. But it doesn't make a difference because they don't walk around saying, oh, I'm better than everyone else. They just say, I'm not doing this enough. I'm not this enough. This one's better. This one's better. And I would tell them, such chash of a bachrim. Now they're very chash of being alive. By now I'm sure they realize how chash of they are. And one day you might hear some of their names. Why should a person torment himself and torture himself for no reason? You know, it's not a mitzvah to walk around thinking of yourself as nothing. That's not called anivus. You think Moshe Rabbeinu didn't realize he was the leader of Klal Yisrael, Hashem was talking to him? He didn't think I'm greater than everyone else, I'm better, it's natural, this. He looked at us that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he obviously realized that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't feel special, Hashem talked to him? Of course he did. How could you not feel uplifted that you're zecha to talk to the Shechina? He felt so fortunate, felt so happy. That it doesn't have to even be me. But there's a famous story with Chesko Abramsky. The story about him, I think one of the books, that there was a whole shechita issue in England that the government, I think, wanted to ban shechita because it's not humane, it isn't humane because it's about the animals, but it's not humane, it's not treating the animals, it's cruelty to the animals. So what happened was he went to court and the judge asked him, you know, or the judge or the lawyer, the judge asked him, he said, okay, Rabbi, are you the biggest authority on the laws of slaughtering an animal? So he said, yes. And fine. I think afterwards, I don't know if I'm saying it 100%, all right, but afterwards the judge asked him, he said, Rabbi, you know, I've heard that you're a very humble person. So how is it? I see you're a humble person. How is it that I could ask you, are you the biggest authority on Hilchish, on the laws of slaughtering, that you told me that you are? He said, Judge, you're right. But I was under oath. What could I do? A person doesn't realize if he's a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't realize he's a Talmud Chacham. He should think that he should let someone else pass him if he knows better. It's a big danger. The Talmud Chacham doesn't realize what he knows and what he is. It's a big danger. He might say, oh, go ask that person. Go ask that posseg. What do you mean? You are the biggest posseg. Not because I am great and I'm better than everyone else. It's with humility. But it's with realizing what you are zaycha to be, what you are zaycha to be capable of being. Now, why is it that some people, what is exactly, what goes on? Some people think of themselves as great, some think of not. You know, there's a bachur in yeshiva, not here anymore. You know, he didn't hold of himself. He was a smart boy. He didn't hold of himself at all. Why? You know, talked about that yesterday, because his father beat up on him. His father was very critical on him. His father messed him up. This is a smart boy. The bachur was capable of finishing his staff, capable of finishing Shas, but he denied himself feeling good about himself and feeling confident about himself because his father ingrained him so deep that he's nothing. That he does this wrong. Mom is terrible. Now, I give a mashal. This is what we have to work on. We have to work on how to view ourselves. Give a mashal. A person looks in the mirror. So what does a person see? No. So imagine a person went to I don't know if they really have it. Maybe I got it from the cartoons. I don't know where it's from. But they have like amusement park. Let's say they have it, I don't know. They have a mirror, and the mirror shows them distorted image of the person. So, there could be a guy that's very smart, good looking, not like that's so important, but smart, he's good looking, he's talented, he looks in the mirror and he sees this big bloated face, this huge stomach. V'chula, v'chula, v'chula. Another guy, it's the opposite. He comes in with a big belly, comes in with an ugly face, and he sees this handsome prince looking himself in the mirror. It's all about looking in the mirror. It's all about how you're looking in the mirror. And by the way, you think that handsome prince who walks in and sees that ugly fatso, you know how many people? Everyone does this to themselves. You know, if there's a disorder, it's called anorexia. Actually, anorexia nervosa. So, right, anorexia. A lady, could be a man also, usually ladies, has to show them anorexic, right? So what happens to them? We can't understand it. What happens is, the disorder is that they think, no matter how skinny that they are, that they're heavy. They're not skinny enough. Until the point where it's chas v'shalom, it's mamash, it's kind of nefesh, people die from it. Until they see therapy, they get help, and they have to be convinced that it's not easy. If their mother or brother, sister, anyone tells them, oh, you're very skinny, they don't believe them. They think they're just saying, yeah, you're saying to make me feel good, or you're being sarcastic, right? Being sarcastic. So you think that person is crazy. Well, you know, guys, we're all crazy. We all, to a certain extent, do that. We beat up on ourselves. We don't have the proper images of ourselves. And that's the extreme. But to a certain extent, we all do that. We have to try to be very nice to ourselves. We have to be very positive about ourselves. You know, it's a bad habit. I think I used to do it myself and I stopped. You know, a person says, I'm stupid. A person says, this guy's a question. I don't know anything. I'm not so smart. I'm stupid, or whatever the person says about himself, and he insults himself. By the way, I think that it affects the person. You're putting yourself down, and it affects you. Even if you think it, don't say it, and eventually maybe you'll stop thinking it. Don't insult yourself. You don't have to insult yourself to other people either. Many times the guys come to me and tell me, what do you mean? But sometimes you insult yourself. I'll tell you there's a chiluk. It's very interesting. I'll tell you what sometimes you insult yourself, and you really feel that you're insulting yourself. Sometimes a guy really feels bad about something, and he says, you know, I'm stupid. I messed up. I'm stupid. Then he's insulting himself. But many times a person says something like that, you know, it's totally not coming with an insult at himself. It's totally mamish in the form of either a form of modesty, or fake modesty, or a form of a humor. But the person is not at all insulting himself. Now, if you don't know what you're doing to yourself, then don't say anything negative. You know, I think, you know, but sometimes a person, it's not really coming to the area of insulting yourself. But many times people walk around, you'll see, especially with people that don't have the right confidence, they're insulting themselves, and they mean it, even if they're joking 85-99%, there's 1% that's not a joke. You know, by the way, I'll tell you a funny story. I know a bacher that he was in Eretz Yisrael, and the mir has bechinas, and the mir had this thing that if you it was either bechina or if you came to storm a certain amount of days in a row, they gave something like 500 shekels, it was a lot of money. They gave like 500 shekels or something. So one of my friends got the 500 shekel. So another guy who didn't get it, you know, saw that he came out of the room, whatever, he had the 500 shekel, and I forgot exactly what happened. The guy said to him, I don't need the money, or he said, wow, I got so much money, we got so much money. It's like, and the guy says, what? He says, well, I'll take some. So my friend, Itaka forced him somehow, I don't know how to convince him, to make him take like $100 to take some money. Why? Like, I took it. Because many times a person says a joke, many, many times. Some, not always, don't always, and don't judge people on it, because not always. Many times a person says a joke, there's a truth to it. And when a person insults himself, even if he really is joking in his own mind, there's usually many times some truth to it. So don't insult yourself, you're hurting yourself. Person has to try to be nice to himself. It's good practice. Maybe then you'll be nice to others. Be gentle to yourself. Be gentle to others. So many times guys are not gentle. Someone's telling me that someone told me that they gave a shir. A bacher gave some type of chavura, and another bacher said to him afterwards, you think you're such a hot shot because you give a shir? What kind of nonsense is that? It's terrible to say something to someone else, because that person feels, and I know for a fact the person needed that confidence. You killed him. That person needed that confidence. You had to put him down, make a joke, because you can't take it that someone else gave the shir, and you listen. Give the guy a compliment. Be nice to ourselves. Maybe we start being nice to ourselves, we'll appreciate other people, care about other people. Be nice to yourself. If you give a shir, here's where we'll start. If you give a shir, if you give a speech, and you feel good, you should feel good about yourself. Now, many times it's very hard for a person to assess himself. And we need, for starters, we need the help of others. So when a guy comes over to you and told you, you dab in nicely. A few people come over to you and told you dab in very nicely. Or people tell you, you know, you're a nice guy. I like you. Don't knock it. Don't say, my diving was terrible, I messed up. Or, oh, my speech was awful. Silly. You need that confidence. You need to build your chashivas for yourself. And now you go ahead and taking that wonderful opportunity that Hashem gave you, and you're throwing it away, throwing it in the garbage. Take advantage. By the way, Rakesh once spoke about it. It's not nice. It's disrespectful to the person who gave you a compliment. He wants to make you feel good. He wants you to say thank you, and he wants to make you feel good. And you're saying, no, I don't want to take it from you. He's offering you a present, not just offering you a present. He's giving it to you already, and you're spitting it back in his face. Take it. But for yours, besides for him, but we're discussing for yourself. Because you need it. You need that confidence. You need that support of other people. Because calls not a person doesn't build the support. A person needs other people's help. And eventually, if a person knows how to use other people's help and other people's support, eventually be able to look in the mirror and see for himself that, wow, I'm a good guy. You guys don't realize. You don't realize how chashuv each and one of you are. Thank you. Every one of you is very chashuv. I don't know if it means anything to you, but when a guy comes to this masavah, doesn't mean that much. I feel good. You come. It makes me feel good that you come, not just a body. Yeah, it's nice to see bodies. I like to see people. It makes me good you come. When a guy comes and doesn't come a day, especially I'm used to having him come, I miss his presence. Because I personally feel good that he comes to my masavah. That means that I hold of the bacher enough. I hold of him, but that makes me feel good that he bothered coming to my mitzvah. You know? And I derive confidence from giving this mitzvah. And I should, because I need it. Not every person. Eventually we won't need it. Now, what's another okay. So Shiloh is like this. Also, first there's a chance, someone told me, I was very happy, someone told me recently that they offered him to daven. And he remembered, I mentioned it in passing, now we'll speak about it more at length. And he said yes right away. Because I said that if a person has an opportunity to develop his feeling, his confidence, he should grab it. He should grab it. Don't pass an opportunity. Someone, they ask you to daven for the Amid, grab it. Because it'll help build your confidence, it'll help build you getting over your fears. It's not good for a person to walk around being afraid. It's not good for his confidence either, but it's not healthy. A person's always afraid of doing things. It's such a gift, such a bracha. Person, develop chashivas, develop confidence. They offer you to speak. They offer you to give to daven. They offer you, your Rebbe tells you, wants to give a say a shtickle Torah for everyone. Take it. It'll help you immensely. Anyone that's done it knows that it's a big help to the person. You know, someone was telling me that his brother has a very nice voice. But his brother was a Pashut afraid. Afraid of davening for the Amid. His Rebbe somehow heard they had a good voice. He said, maybe Purim. He was drunk, he sang. So he made him daven Friday night, Marv, a whole year. Week after week after week after week. After that, the person had confidence and he's able to, now he davens without a problem. It's a wonderful thing from his Rebbe. It's a very smart Rebbe that cares about the Bachar. He made him daven every week in order, he got Pashut, obviously the Rebbe felt that he needed a lot of practice. Some people need a year of davening every week to get to develop confidence, to get over their fear. You know, so someone might tell me, what do you mean? If they ask me to speak, they ask me to daven, but it says in Chazal, or someone gives me a compliment, it says in Chazal, right? It says three things are mightiest Adam and Ilam, Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. It says Kina, Taiva, and Kavod is mightiest Adam and Ilam. It drives a person out of the world. Not supposed to run after Kavod. Not supposed to run after Kavod. But, I think I might have said this over before, we find another Chazal. And I always had this kasha, and Baruch Hashem, I think I have a raya to this pshat from Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal. I'll tell you over in a second. It says in Chazal, Haroidef min haKavod, Kavod roidef achra. Someone that runs away from Kavod, Kavod runs after you. So this is an obvious kasha. I was so happy with myself when I thought of this kasha a few years ago, because it's like just a nice kasha, you know, very like a Musar type of kasha. What do you mean? If Kina Tavon Kavod is mightiest on the Ilam, so what? You get punished? You run away from Kavod because you know it's not good for you, and then all of a sudden you get punished on the head. Hashem sends Kina. Don't worry. Don't worry. Kavod's gonna run after you. It's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. So what do you mean? If you run away from Kavod, Kavod chases after you. It's a bad thing. Kina Now let me tell you a story with Heshi and Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal, and let me explain what I think the pshat and what happened. Heshi, you asked this question, right? Heshi asked this question. You know, by the way, he gives a shiurim on halacha if anyone wants to get the tape. Heshi asked Rabbi Avigdor Miller after one of the Thursday nights. I'm asking for help. After Thursday night? So he asked him. You see, he asked him this question. How could it say Kavod Roidef Acharav if it's a bad thing? So Rav Avigdor Miller said the following answer. That's all he said? So I want to explain what he said. He said that Yes, Kina Taiva Kavod Matzian as Adam and Ilam. Not Ilam Abba, Ilam Azeh. He said that? So Rav Avigdor Miller said, he said if someone would give you, if Hashem or someone, he said if Hashem would send you $1 million check, you wouldn't take it. That's what Rav Avigdor Miller said. If Hashem sent you $1 million check, you wouldn't take it. Not that good. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat of what Rav Avigdor Miller is saying? I think the pshat is as follows. You're not supposed to run after Kavod. But Kolzman, we're still unstable. Kolzman, we're still unstable. Kolzman, we don't have proper value for ourselves. We need Kavod. We need it. If let's say I walk around humility and I don't go after any Kavod, person might suffer from it. He might suffer from it because people talk and not give him respect because he doesn't show that he is so smart and knows so much. And then he's not getting respect and he might suffer from it. Zachazal, you will not lose anything. And this he brings down, I'm not going to speak about it now, one of my favorite pieces of Madrigas Adam, I don't know the whole thing, but that Torah, that you don't lose anything from doing the Torah. If you run away from Kavod, don't worry. You will not lose nothing. You'll just gain. If you run away from Kavod, Hashem will give you the Kavod you need. You'll get more Kavod and the right Kavod that you need. You know, and this, by the way, this helps me out many times. You know, sometimes I think to myself, I don't want to do this because I'm afraid that if I do this, people won't respect me, or if I don't do this, I won't get covered. And then I think to myself, don't worry, I have tacha from Hashem. I'm not on the madrega where I say, oh, I don't need any covered. But I'm on the madrega that I trust Chazal. Shteko. If you run away from covered, don't worry, I'll get more covered this way. By the way, this is full Chazal. Aster b'shul shet asher. You do not lose anything from following the Torah. I don't want to go into it now. I just want to remember that. Now, so what's Pshat HaChazal? Kina Taiva Kav Matinas Adam Min Ha'Olam. The teretz is, it depends. If you run after Kavod, if you're looking around for Kavod, and you try to show off, you try to do things to get the Kavod, to chap the Kavod, and a chanami. Someone that runs after the Kavod, Matinas Adam Min Ha'Olam. But if you run away from Kavod, then the Kavod that comes after you is kosher. It's not, if someone tells you, he wants you to speak, already someone's giving, you didn't run after it, someone came, it came to your lap. It's kosher. There's kosher Kavod and there's treifa Kavod. That's what you see. There's kosher Kavod and treifa Kavod. Kosher Kavod is very important. Very important. There's treifa Kavod and there's kosher Kavod. One comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's kosher. It didn't come from your pursuit, from your pursuing it, and you try to take away. The people that are running after Kavod, they try to take away other people's Kavod. They can't stand when other people get Kavod. They're always looking to look good. They're always afraid about saying they don't know. They're always afraid about themselves because there's someone's not going to respect them. You are pure. You're looking to serve Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want to do the wrong thing. I'm not chasing it. But Hashem will take care of you. Hashem will give you the respect that you need. And that's kosher Kavod, and it's necessary. If it wasn't necessary, it wouldn't be running after you. It's important for the person and helpful for the person. But I think, perhaps, once a person does get enough Kavod from other people, and a person again starts to view himself using support from other people, he starts to see himself in a good way, eventually he will not need anyone else's covenant, because he will build in himself his own self-image that's good. And even if other people one day tell him, oh, you're not good, but he knows himself that he's doing the right things with his life, he will not care one hoot, nothing, he won't care, because he's eventually come. That's what we're looking for when we're talking about confidence, not running after covenant. We're looking to develop our own covenant for ourselves, but we do need other people's help. Once we got our own covenant straight, we will not need other people's covenant. Those people that need other people's covenant is because they don't have the real covenant for themselves, because they're desperate for other people's backing and attention and glory, because they themselves don't feel good about themselves. If I feel good about myself, so I care? Do I care if someone else knows how great I am? I know I'm great. I know what I am. I know I'm an Eved Hashem. I know I'm special. I know I try to do the right things with my life. So other people don't value me and respect me, so what? Who's an honorable person? He honors others. He doesn't need other people's covenant, because he himself knows that who he is and what he is, his chashivas, his potential, and therefore he could just worry about giving covenant to others. He doesn't need other people standing up for him and all that. But that's only after a person develops that proper image of himself. It's so important for a person. If a person, probably all of us don't have it, at least at all times. A person has to work himself to be positive. No one else can do it for you. They can help you. You've got to develop it for yourself. You've got to think. Someone gives you a compliment. If you have a chance to do something that will build your confidence, do it. For the right reasons. Because I'm speaking. I'm speaking because I want to build my confidence. I want to feel good about myself. I need that. It's important. You know, eventually, if I'm, you know, be positive. Be positive on yourself. I give another, I forgot to give this mashal. Another mashal I like to give. In viewing yourself, you know, you walk into a room and there's a beautiful painting. Beautiful painting. And there's a little scratch where there's a little bush on the bottom. You know, there's a beautiful house and trees, and there's a little bush on the side that wasn't done perfectly. It's not as perfect. It's a little scratch, whatever it is. So there's some people that look at the painting and say, wow, and I'm giving you a mashal here. Wow, that painting's so beautiful. Wow, it's so beautiful. Such a nice painting. And the other people that can't get, there's a little scratch on the side. But there are other people that can't get their eyes and mind off their scratch. That's all they're thinking about. By the way, usually the artist himself, especially the artist himself, has the hardest time overlooking that scratch. Oh, I could have done this. Oh, that. The picture's disgusting. The picture's a wreck. And someone comes over to him and says to him, he has to hear it a million times, the painting's beautiful. Okay, there's what to work on. Next time you'll make the bush a little better. But overall, this painting's just beautiful. It's just magnificent. The artist, many times, he can't get over it. You have to get over it. I want to tell you. So now, there's another thing. So let's say a person, there's a danger. There is a danger, but I think it's more dangerous the other way. There is a danger, because a person will say, well, I should ignore all my scratches. I should look at myself and think I'm perfect when I'm really not. I should ignore all my chesroness. You know, first I should ignore my chesroness. If I ignore my chesroness, then I'm never going to perfect myself. So I should focus on my chesroness. Some people say, yeah, I'm not good, and they say the chesroness. I'm focused on my chesroness because I want to perfect myself. I don't think that's a proper way to do it, because I think it's too dangerous and too destructive. I don't think it doesn't make sense that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it that way. I think it should be the opposite. A person should say as follows. The house I drew, the house is beautiful. The trees are beautiful. There's a scratch there. I want the picture perfect. Of course I want the picture perfect. Of course I don't want a scratch on it. I care. If I realize the painting's so beautiful, if I realize that picture is so beautiful, I don't want that scratch messing up my picture. But first, before you can worry about the scratch, you've got to at least see the picture, the whole picture. If you see how beautiful you are, you should do it positively. I see I'm very good. I see I have so much potential. I see I have so much capabilities. You have to realize, each one of you has to realize, you are so special. You're already the mental kite is gewaldic. So you have to learn a little bit longer. So you're so close. You're so good. So the person says, I'm so good. I'm so close. I'm so beautiful. I gotta fix up a little touch up. Of course I'm gonna do it. When you have a beautiful picture that needs work, if you realize how beautiful the picture is, you don't want to let it stand that way. You want to go fix it. If you can, the artist can go fix that scratch, he'll fix the scratch. But if he thinks the picture's a wreck, sometimes, by the way, this happens to us many times, I'm like this, you know, but let's imagine there are 4 scratches or 5 scratches. Sometimes you get so overwhelmed by the scratches, the artist throws down the picture, slams it and breaks it, and then it's over. You can't even fix the picture anymore. You ever do something with a project, you get frustrated, things don't go your way, you get messed up, oh, this messed up, throw it down. No. It's beautiful. There's a few things to fix. Oh, I don't want to let this go by without fixing it. I want it to be perfect. I want it to be beautiful. I want it to be completely beautiful. It's so much the attitude of a person that a person has to develop in himself to be very positive about himself. Be so positive. Be so gentle on himself. Don't be hard. Don't be so tough on yourself. Also, use help. If you have a friend that gives you confidence, speak to him. Ask him, do you really like me? You respect me? You know, ask. Don't be, it's a little bit of, you know, admit that you need, you know, you don't have to ask him directly, but you could try to, a Rebbe that you feel gives you confidence, a Rebbe that you feel could give you confidence, speak to him. Don't let it slip by and walk around the rest of your life. You don't work on it now, it can slip forever. Try to develop a very positive self-image about yourself. Try to be positive, and that will help give you energy and help you fix all the things that you are missing, all the things that you are missing in your life, and all the things you are missing that would make you taka perfect. Alright. I'd like to pick up again from yesterday, because someone came over to me afterwards and asked me what I was saying, so maybe I'll just repeat it and try to make it a little clearer. We discussed yesterday Akasha. We had a shaila as follows. We try to bring out each side. The shaila is that says in Chazal, "Kol bereach min haKavod." Anyone that runs away from Kavod, Kavod right of Achrov. Kavod runs after him. So it's obvious kasha. It says in Chazal in another Mishnah, Perkei Avos, Stira Mishnah Ice. Says Kina Taiva Kavod Maitzina Adam Ra'ilam. Says Kina Taiva Kavod is Maitzia as Adam Ra'ilam. Not just Ilam Hazeh, Ilam Haba, Ilam Hazeh. It destroys a person's Yishmak in this world, the next world. Kina Taiva Kavod are destructive. So what's going on here? A guy wants to be a tzaddik. He wants to run away from Kavod. Because he knows the Mishnah says, I cannot tie a kav matzias adam ra'ilam. So what happens? A Kadosh Baruch Hu, bang, punishes him. He gets kavod. Anyways, he'll get more kavod. That's not a good thing. We just said it's a bad thing. You know, what's going on here? What's a pshat chazal? If it's not a good thing, so why is it running after you? It should run farther away, so you should be safe. So you should be secure. You should be saved. So, we said, vice dice, l'chaira, that the kavod is only a problem. Kavod's only a problem when you're running after it. If you're a raidei, if you're looking for it, if you're chasing after it. But if it comes to you, then it could be very helpful and important and necessary. Because we spoke out that if a person doesn't get covered from other people, it's going to be very hard for himself to build a positive image about himself. Eventually, a person should come sooner than later to the Madrega, where he doesn't need anyone else's haskama. He doesn't need anyone else's approval. He himself comes to the level where he knows for himself where he's holding and what he is and how chashiv he is. But before a person gets there, he needs other people's help. He needs his rebbe, he needs his chaverim to tell him what he is, because otherwise he doesn't know how to evaluate himself. So a person needs kavod. No, I think Rabbi Sos, I heard Rabbi Sos Alanter says that a little child, the reason why the little child doesn't want you to feed him. A few months old, the child tries to take the spoon and feed himself. Because of kavod. The child wants to do it for himself. Without kavod, we can't survive. A person needs kavod. So, kavod, zakhazal, if you run away from kavod, so a person might be wary. But what do you mean if I'm always running away from kavod and people don't show me kavod because I did such a good job of running away, then I'm going to be left. Maybe I'll be left, not feeling the way I should be feeling. Maybe I won't have the positive feeling about myself. So Chazal tells, don't worry. If you run away from kavod, kavod will run after you, and you'll get the kavod that you need. It'll be a lot better kavod. It'll be real kavod, and that kavod will not hurt you either, and it'll just help you grow. And then one day you'll come to the Madrega where you really don't need other people's kavod. It doesn't make a difference if they stand up for you, if they don't stand up for you. As it says in the other Mishnah Perkei Avos, Ezel Mechobed, I'm not sure if it says in Perkei Avos, is it saying Perkei Avos that Kol Raidei Min HaKavod Kadosh Baruch Hu Heard About From? Yeah? Okay. Another Mishnah Perkei Avos, it says, Ezel Mechobed, HaMechabed Es HaBriyas. When a person's really Mechobed, that means he's Be'etzem Mechobed. He knows himself that he's a Kavodic person. So then he's able to Mechabed others. He can give a Kavod to everyone else. He's not looking for Kavod for himself. Because he knows. He knows what he is. He's only looking to Mechabe, he's looking to Mechabe at others. But when a person himself does not realize what he is, it's very difficult for him to be someone that's Mechabe at others. Because he's too busy worrying about little me. He's still too busy worrying about himself. Oh, I'm not, they're not giving me Kavod, not giving me this. He can't give other people Kavod. By the way, so we said over, we have a raya for this. I have another raya. We have a raya for this. Heshi asked this question to Victor Miller. Satzal, he asked him this question: how could it take kavod right of achrav if kavod's not a good thing? And Avigdor Miller said to him, and this is all, I think this is all he said to him, he really didn't explain himself. Avigdor Miller said to him, he said, if Hashem gave you, see if it was better than yesterday, if Hashem gave you $1 million check, you wouldn't accept it. If Hashem gave you $1 million, you wouldn't take it? So what was the teretz? Teretz is, it depends. If you're running after it, it's a terrible thing. It could destroy you. And by the way, the people that are running after kavod means that they themselves don't have, are not mechubed. And that adds a mechubed. If a person is mechubed, he doesn't run, he doesn't look, he doesn't need, he doesn't run after other people's kavod. But if Hashem sends it to him and it doesn't come to you, not by chasing after, then it's good. It's $1 million check. It'll help. It's good. It'll help you grow. Madrigas Adam says Madrigas Adam also takes this, says a similar thing, that we see that it could be a good thing. Madrigas Adam says that there's no such thing as losing in Ruchnias. There's no such thing as losing from keeping the Torah. A person thinks, you know, you hear sometimes, I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm just trying to be at a point, that you have to sacrifice for Ruchnias, you have to give up your honor, you have to give up your money, you have to give up this, you have to give up that. It's not really 100% true. It looks like you're giving up temporarily, but there's no such thing as losing anything in Gashmias, in Olam Hazeh, by keeping the Torah. The Torah is purely Nayam, the Torah is purely sweet. He says, and he brings down this Chazal, Kol Berech Menach Kavod Kodef Red of Acharav. Right? Kol Berech, Menach Gdula, it says Gdula comes after him. That you don't lose. It doesn't have to be, by the way, it could be, it works out in nature that way. A person runs away from Kavod, people, you know, realize, you know, what he is. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of you. If you keep the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get you what you need. You don't lose anything from following the Torah. He brings this Chazal, Kol Berech Menach Kavod Kodef Red of Acharav. And he brings down another pasuk. He says, Kavod Chachamim, I didn't say this yesterday, he says, Kavod Chachamim Yinchalu. He says, the honor of Chachamim, of the wise men, Yinchalu, they inherit. He says, he uses the lashon of Nachala. He says, just like if a person had a rich father, so Chas V'Shalom, the son should be thinking, he says, it'd be a fool, would think to himself, oh, when's my father going to die? So I'll get all that money. Yerusha comes when you don't think, when you're not looking for it. You don't want it, you're not looking for it, it comes. Kavod Chachamim Yinchalu. The Kavod of Chachamim, the Kavod of real people, Yinchalu comes as a Nachla. It comes all of a sudden, it comes as a Melech from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't come from their own efforts, from their own thinking about it, from their own worrying about it, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, let's go a little, this is what I said yesterday, but let me explain a little further. So it is a little bit complicated. So a person will say, okay, good. So if I come into the room, yeah, I'm a Yeshiva Bacher, and I come into the room, and everyone stands up, so great. So I didn't run after the Kavod. But what happens if a person asks me to speak? Let's say someone comes over to you and asks you to speak to Micha Marv. Someone comes over to you and asks you to speak to Micha Marv. And he wants you to speak. He needs someone to speak. So a person says, no, I don't want to speak. I don't want to speak. Why? Let's say there's such, I don't know. Let's say a person says, I don't want to speak, you know. I don't want to run after Kavod. It says you're not supposed to run away from run after Kavod. I don't want to run after Kavod. So you'll say, so is that called running? Because on one hand, I didn't run to get the opportunity to speak. On the other hand, I could say no. It's not like it just came on me without a choice. So it's a great, I don't know the answer 100%, but let me just tell you as follows. Okay? I'll do my best. Just listen to the point. First of all, if you would come to me and ask me what you should do, but I'm in the game now, because I'm looking for someone to speak. But let's say a bacha would come to me. I'll say it this way. A bacha would come to me and say, you know, Moshe Dan asked me to speak to Michamar, and should I do it? I don't want, you know, I'm nervous about speaking, but I'll do it anyways. But I'm nervous about coming. So I would. I'll tell you what I would tell him. I would tell him, you have to speak. You should speak. It's a great thing for you to speak. Do you know what it'll do for you if you speak? You're not going to walk away speaking feeling like an arrogant person. What do you mean, the most arrogant person? People have spoken before you. You're not the Rabbi Yisrael because you spoke with Amar. You know what I mean? You'll feel good about yourself. You're not going to come at it with Gaiva. You'll feel good about yourself. You'll feel good about yourself that you got up there and spoke. And it'll help you a tremendous amount. Not speaking, you're not getting anything. You're getting so much by speaking, and you weren't running after COVID. They asked you to speak. Speak. It's good for you. It'll help you out so much. And if a person says, "Well, I don't know what I should do," so ask. So ask. But don't give it up so fast. Don't give the opportunity to speak so fast. Because especially if you're the guy that needs it. If a guy feels, well, I love to hear myself talk. I'm totally comfortable with myself. I love myself. Great. So fine. So don't speak. But if a person needs it, and those are the people, always the people that really are don't want to speak because they're such tzaddikim that they don't want to get covered, are the ones that need it the most. The guy needs it. Take it. They ask you to speak, you know. And by the way, they need someone to speak to them. We need it. The poor guy looking for people to speak. Guy has 100 people turn him down. You're doing them a favor. That's the only way I get people to speak. I have to beg them. I say, please, chesed, just do me a chesed. Do it for, you know, please speak. You know, it's a very good thing. And by the way, I would even tell you, I'll go so far and tell you, that anyone that feels that they want to, that they could speak with him and hasn't been asked, should come to me and tell me that they're willing to speak. Because I need to find people, and you'll be doing yourself a favor by speaking, because it will help you grow. It'll help you grow, it'll help your confidence, it will help you. You won't walk out feeling a bad guy. You will not. I never saw someone come out speak feeling a bad guy. So, I don't know if this gets any clearer for you, but I'll tell you, let's talk about another, let's say it's by your brother, a friend, a Sheva Brachas, Afraf. So Vanda, there's a good reason for you to speak. There's a good reason for you to speak. It's a good reason to speak. And it's good for you to speak. So you'll tell me, what's called the right of Achar HaKavod? What's called the right of Achar HaKavod? It's very easy. It's very easy to write the Achar HaKavod. A right of Achar HaKavod, for example, I'll give you an example. I'll even say a chiddush. Let's say someone asks you to speak by someone else's Shabbat Brachas, and you hold that you're not the closest guy to the Chassan, and there's someone else that will be more meaningful to the Chassan that he should speak. It'd be more meaningful to Chassan. You know, you're honest, and you know it'd be more meaningful to Chassan to speak. Then you say yes anyways because you're desperate for the covet. That's called the right thing already. Because you're not doing the right thing. The right thing to do is to have the other person speak. In other words, if you're doing it in a wrong place, then you know you're a writer. When you get up and always hogging the spotlight at other people's expense, then you're a writer. I'm a skabi b'klim chavera. Someone who takes covet at someone else's expense is a writer. So, writer is a person that's doing wrong things. You know, wrong things. Not just a person, that person makes a seam. Oh, he's right about HaKavod? No! He's making a seam, it's a Kiddush Hashem. And it's good for him. It doesn't make him arrogant. But you shouldn't be a Raidev. You know, I asked, even if, by the way, if you're speaking for the Shabbat Brachas, and you feel that really you're doing it, your main intention is for yourself, because you really want to speak, that's also alright. You still need it. Now, as long as it's legitimate, as long as it makes sense. And if you're not sure, ask. Don't give it up so fast. Ask. Because I guarantee you, ask any of your rabbis, they'll tell you to do it. Now, what happened? I once came over to Rav Tera and I asked him, I said, I had a chance in Beis Medrash, Shlomo, I don't remember. I had a chance to say, I saw at Simcha Buras Thursday night after Ma'ariv in the Yeshiva Rakwe. That was a Beis Medrash. So I asked him, should I do it? I said, you know, covered, you know, giving chaburas, this, I even covered. So first of all, you should. I don't remember exactly what he told me. I remember he definitely told me that, like, you're too young to be working on covenant things. It's not for young people. I don't remember exactly what he said. It sounded like, from what he was saying, like you have to be like over 40 or something. I don't know. It wasn't like a young thing. So that's first of all. So I don't even know if I should be telling you. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be telling you about running away from covenant. But for those that are concerned, but let's talk about that case, right? So it was a great. He told me, of course you should do it. He said, it was the best thing for me. The Yetzer could have tricked me. Maybe, had I not asked him, maybe, it's possible. Many times the Yetzer could trick you. Oh, don't do it. Don't give the chaburas. Don't do it. A covet. Yetzer is tricking you. Sometimes the covet, sometimes that feeling of being mechubed, that feeling of chashivas for yourself, not arrogance, not I'm better than everyone else. The feeling of just, that feeling that I'm feeling that I could accomplish, that I could grow, that could take a person so far. It could take a person to the stars. It could take a person so far. Klai Yisrael compared, we're talking about stars, Klai Yisrael compared to stars. Once heard from a friend of mine, Avi Rosner, that from the, I think it's from Klai Yakar, that sand, that Klai Yisrael compared to sand and stars. Oh, I'm not sure if I'm mixing up if it's a Klai Yakar or not. Well, let me just say a pshat as well. Wherever the pshat is from, but the sand is Klai Yisrael compared to sand and stars. But sand is one big mass of small pieces of sand, but all together. And stars, Klai Yisrael is also stars. I don't know how many stars there are, but I think it sounds like from the Pesukim, there's an infinite amount of stars, just like there's an infinite amount of sand. It's hard for us to understand that, because stars, you can see one here, far away, there's another one. But sand, it's all together. How could it be that Klai Yisrael is compared to sand and stars? There's an infinite amount of stars, but each star shines. Each star shines. Sand doesn't. Sand becomes bottled to the rest. The person has to realize that he's a star. A star. He's a shining star. There are shining stars, but I am a shining star, and I have my things that I could do, that my place that can't be taken over by anyone else. So a person has to be very careful. This I'll tell you. Be very careful to pass over an opportunity to do something which might help you develop your confidence, develop your learning. The chabura, as I said, helped me develop my learning because I had to prepare to say a chabura. Don't be so fast to be so frum. But when it comes to doing things that are wrong, running after COVID, insulting someone else, putting someone else down because you want to look good, that's what we're talking about right of Achra Kavit. But there are plenty of those out there. But that you'll see. You'll know for yourself. You'll try to figure out for yourself, am I being right if? Am I just being a right if? I'm just being a chazer? I'm just chasing Kavit? I'm just looking for glory, as much glory as possible? Or I'm just doing what's legitimate and what's good for me and what's helpful for me? And if you don't want to decide yourself, so ask.